Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions. If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them. And clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Stay tuned.
We are taking over your airwaves.
In 3, 2, 1.
Controversial conservative talk show host The Left Hates, Romeo Hill, on The Romeo Show. Call him now at 516-666-9806, and it all starts now.
It's time to crank it up.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Before we get into it, you know what's going on. So, need I say more? Before we get started, if you got a dip, let's pack a lip. And if you haven't already, go to mudjug.com, get yourself a mud jug. They're made by dippers for dippers, and they support dippers all around in America. They are just one of those kind of people. What's up, Jean-Luc? How you doing? So, you know what it is, you guys. So, if you are a dipper or no, what's up, Pat? Anybody that is a dipper, they will love the mud jug. The mud jug is awesome. So you know what it is. So today we're going to be spitting in Dixie, as always. And what's going on, everybody? Hey, Pat. Hey, Jean-Luc. Hi, Juliet. What is going on? So, okay, I've been really meaning not to try to do that, but now that I did that, I feel so much better. So, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we got to get into this. Wow. So, there is some new potential things that I didn't think of before, and now I did. I know it sounds wrong in so many ways. Good thing. Yeah, never mind. But, let's get into it. So, you're probably thinking, Robert, what are you talking about? Well, here's what I'm thinking. So, you know how Nancy Pelosi is supposedly leaving the Senate, right? Well, it's kind of weird how Nancy Pelosi has been very quiet for the last few days. She's been pretty quiet lately. Her and Kamala have been very quiet lately. Isn't that weird? Well, but here's a possibility to why, excuse me, this is happening. So, if this is a possibility that is being pursued, then Republicans start paying attention. What's up, buddy? Love you too, Bradley. Love you too, son. What if it is possible that Nancy Pelosi is leaving the Senate and possibly going to give up her seat to Kamala Harris? Now, you're probably thinking, well, Romeo, that don't make sense. Fucking Romeo, why would Kamala Harris do that now? Because, you know, they tried to do the hire a person of color already in the Senate and not just flip-flopped on them. But that didn't work. How explain that to you? Well, here's how it's going to work. Number one, of course, Biden's theory of trying to put a person of color in the system or in the court system or in the Senate didn't work, right? So why didn't it work? Because the Democrats didn't agree with it. Because, of course, they see this as one of those, well, Black Lives Matter movement kind of thing. It's another virtual signaling that the Democrats are be doing. And especially Sleepy Joe, we know that Sleepy Joe be doing that kind of stuff. So it makes sense. So what if, just hypothetically, if Nancy Pelosi does leave and then she swaps sides so that Nancy Pelosi then becomes vice president, possibly, and then Kamala Harris possibly gets into the Senate. But you're probably thinking, why? Why would they do that? All right. Well, number one, we know the Democrats are stupid, and they're not going to have any to little zero idea of how bad that could backfire on them. But here's the reason why they would potentially do this. Number one, Kamala is younger. So she's going to have a lot more younger years left to continue what Nancy Pelosi did. So in a way, it's kind of almost like, you know, Pelosi knows that she's getting older. She's not going to last very much longer in the Senate because she's going to be at that age of retiring, right? So she's going to give up and retire, right? So what would her last thought be? Well, possibly take over, right? Because here's the thing. If Kamala Harris is so young, and she is got, you know, her age, she's got a long time to go before she ends up retiring, they're going to want to do that. But not only, but we can take it one step further. So we have the idea that, okay, Joe Biden's idea of hiring a person of color backfired. But why would then all of a sudden Kamala Harris be possibly running to get her seat? Interesting, right? It is. Because you would think, well, Kamala Harris is vice president. Why? Who would take over? Nancy Pelosi would take over. So we would have two senior citizens be running the country. But not only would it be that kind of play, but here's the other one. Because Kamala Harris is a supposed person of color. So they would use her as kind of one of those virtual signaling movements where she would literally be perfect for the fit. Because she's A, a person of color, B, she's younger, D, positioned to make sure that none of the Republicans ever can get anything through the bill. So is this a potential, if this is possible, a potential for the Democrats to try to set themselves up for Hillary to possibly win in 2024? So it is possible that the Democrats would set themselves up to try to make sure that there is no way that a Republican could get in office or have any bill passed. So think about this. If a Republican wanted a bill passed, why would they have somebody like Kamala who knows how to get things done in her own way, like cheating, and not think of it because it's easy and simple. Because they know that that is possibly a move that they are thinking of doing. So is it possible they might be doing the switcheroony? It is. So it is possible. It is possible that they are trying to get a way so that no Republican can take any orders and see it through. Well, but why? Well, we know the Democrats are going to try to cheat. I mean, they cheated before. That was well known that the Democrats, the Communist Democrats, lost the election by far. So why would they switch and do this? Because what they're doing is a smokescreen. What they're possibly trying to do is get ready so that if Hillary does win, then no Republican in office can get any thing done. They're going to try to block any Republican from having any possible bill signed, meaning nothing the Republicans do would work. So, in retrospect of the whole situation, basically, it would put the Republicans in a bad position to force them to either impeach or to do something that would mean that they would have to do it behind the Democrats' back, like how the Democrats do things, right? So you think about it, and it would make sense, because the Democrats don't want the Republicans to do anything. The Democrats don't want anything the Republicans do to be done. So having Kamala would be first, like, virtual signaling, because she's a supposed person of color, right? And second of all, she's young. Third of all, power play. So that means that Pelosi could take over for VP, and if Pelosi takes over, guess what? That means she can have a bill signed saying that no longer is Biden following rules, he's no longer able to fulfill his duty as president of the United States, meaning she can run for president, or she will become president. See, following so far? Let me backtrack. So, it's meaning, in a simple terms, let me put it to you this way. Pelosi can have, if Kamala gets into office, and this possibly could happen when Biden's still in office. So, that being said, if Pelosi decides to become the VP and Kamala decides to take Senate, that means Kamala can sign off and say, well, I agree, Biden is no longer fit for office, get him out. And they would drag him out, and he would no longer be president, meaning Nancy would. So, it's a good play. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is kind of a stupid play, but it's a very good play. I see how, if that is plausible, that would be a good way for the Democrats to try to look clean, right? They would try to make it look like, well, you know, Nancy just kind of wanted to move up because she's getting older, and she doesn't really want to last that long in office, so she doesn't want to take over that long. She just wants to be there until Biden's term is finished. And if she decides to try to run for presidency, that's on her. And, you know, that's how it works. But if it does happen, here's what I'm thinking. So, if Nancy Pelosi does happen to get into office, what's going to happen? Well, then that means that everything that the Republicans were doing is going to, again, continue to be shut down. Mining industries, logging industries, everything that the Republicans want that's good for our country, the Democrats are going to say no. So they're going to continue to keep America shut down, locked down, as long as they possibly can. Now, being with Kamala being in the Senate, because, again, she's a person of supposed color, you know, she can use her power as an opportunity to open many doors. Hey, what's up, Kentucky Dipper? She can open the opportunities for the Democrats in many ways to make sure that the Democrats have their seat in the ticket for next election. So possibly meaning she can make sure that any Democrat that comes in office, hire, fire the Republicans, right? She can do that. Well, she can try, but not legally she can't do it. Because, again, there has to be the proceeding. And she doesn't supersede everybody. But she does have a say in some of what goes on in the Senate if she gets in. So, meaning she's young, but she would have enough ability because she's younger than Nancy, meaning that her age would play a factor. Because Nancy's getting older, so of course with being older, sometimes dementia, loss of memory, you know. What's up, Brandon? TJ, what's up, brother? The Democrats would play unfair to make sure that all the Republicans don't get what they want. Now, because if Trump comes back in office, here's the best part for you Trump supporters like me. You might love this part. If the Trump supporters are pissed off enough, guess what's going to happen? We're going to call into action. Okay, we see what they're doing. We got to start impeaching some of these guys, right? Of course. So who do we want to impeach first? Of course, Kamala. Because Kamala, if she's in Senate, guess what that means? That means that she would have one less power struggle against her, meaning we would have to fight less against her because she's gone. But we would have to get rid of all the rest of the Democrats out there. But if we get rid of at least Kamala at that meantime, what we will do is we possibly can have Trump come back. Now, if Trump does come back, he's going to have a hell of a fight and definitely have a hell of a fight because when Kamala's in office, what will happen? Kamala's not going to let anything Trump does go back. He's not going to go back and do something stupid. Hey, thank you, TJ. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, boss. Kamala would have a struggle against Trump for a lot of reasons. Because Trump would definitely look to possibly get Kamala out of office in any sort of way. Which, we need Kamala out of office. We need Biden out of office. We need all the Democrats out of office. We need Chuck Schumer out of office. We need Ted Cruz at least to stay in his position. Because at least Ted Cruz has the to fight against a lot of the stuff that is going on today. But because if Kamala gets in office, guess what? The Democrats are going to play unfair by possibly trying to get another win, another victory for the Democrats. So, guess what that means? That means that if Kamala gets impeached for any reason, she's gone. The Republicans have a chance to at least do what they have to do to at least make America great again. That would be a chance. But not saying that it's always going to happen, but Trump would have a better chance if we get them out of there. If we get them out of there, we can win the election. But the problem is because Kamala's going to have a lot of leeway because who knows? She might even try to cheat the election for possibly Hillary Clinton to win. Like I said, Hillary Clinton is coming back this year. in 2024 for round two and possibly another round with Trump. So guess what that means? We've lived in the Republicans' basement for years, staying down, letting all this shit happen, but we're tired of it. So now we got to get out and we got to let Trump fight with us and fight for the people and finally take back what is right, USA. But the Democrats don't want that. The Democrats hate that. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They hate being able to live in a free country. They hate the fact that we live in their head rent-free. We live in the Democrats' head rent-free. That's the problem for them. But for us, it's not a problem. It's a good thing. So if we can continue to live in Kamala's head rent-free and keep letting her know, hey, you don't have that much control. We do. We the people control what you can do. Kamala might get a little jumpy and a little scared and start realizing, okay, the people are pissed. Now what do we do? What do we do now? What do we do? That's what we do. We live in the Democrats' heads rent-free, taking Kamala out of office, impeaching every Democrat, because they're possibly going to try to rig the election one more time. They're going to try to rig the election one more time. We know that they're going to do it, right? So why would they not do it? Why would they not want to rig the election? Why? Well, there's no reason they wouldn't, because they would. Because they know that they can't win the election fair and square. They can't handle the fact that Trump would beat them. They can't handle the fact that Trump literally made people cry because he lived in their head rent-free. He made people realize the shit that we were going to go through and what was going to happen to us if we didn't straighten up. And look at what happened now. So Trump has to come back and stop it. So there's not going to be any simple way to say it, but they're going to want to cheat the election to make sure Trump doesn't come back. Trump is going to possibly, if he comes back, try to win. And that's stupid. Because that's another thing. Biden is playing games with the U.S. troops. He's literally trying to get in between a war between Russia and Ukraine. Really? Really? Do you think Biden honestly sending troops, 300,000 more troops overseas to Europe is a great idea? No. Honestly, Biden doesn't know how to do anything. All Biden knows how to do is figure out his favorite freaking ice cream. And that's shit berry. So Biden isn't going to know what to do. Biden isn't going to have a lick of sense in his brain to figure out what he's doing. So Biden isn't going to know what he's doing because, of course, Biden is stupid. Biden is dumb enough to make dumb decisions based upon, does he feel like this is the right decision? Biden doesn't know what the right decision is anymore. All he knows how to do is suck up to China. He knows how to suck up to China because, of course, China is watching Biden every time he does something. China is watching carefully to make sure that Biden is not giving up his position as a democratic communist or commie. So the Democrats are going to be communists. They're going to take the communist route. Simple for them. Because Biden doesn't know how to do anything but screw America and hurt America. Biden doesn't know that there's another way that things can be dealt with, but at the same time, he doesn't want to take the approach that Trump did. Because if he took the same approach as Trump, the Democrats would dump him faster than a girlfriend on a hot date, than a guy on a hot date with a girl. He would be done. Trump would literally do something different to make this better. But Biden doesn't want to do the same thing because Biden, all he knows how to do is suck up to China. And that's not right. So, of course, China and Biden are going to be bed buddies. We know that. So, why would China want the Democrats to continue to win? Well, it's simple. Because if China knows that the U.S. is under a communist country leader like Biden and the Democrats, guess what that means? It means that China can continue to do whatever the hell they want with us. Or whenever they want with us. And it's only a matter of time before China decides we're going to call war. And when China decides, hey, let's call war because America hasn't done anything for us, we're f***ed. And if we have a president who doesn't know what to do or how to respond or how to deal with it or how to keep America safe, then that's just them asking us for war. A war that we can't afford to get into. And we should have never been involved with allowing the system to cheat. And we somehow were allowed to be manipulated in the wrong way. And we so much depended on China for a lot of things like clothing and a lot of things that they make dirt cheap because of cheap labor and cheap paying prices for what they get. We now depend on China to have them make a lot of our stuff. So no other country we could depend on to be able to do that kind of stuff. So right now, China's looking pretty good at, you know, being our number one intake. And, you know, TJ, that might be correct because Vladimir Putin was buddies with Trump at some point. Vladimir Putin was buddies with Trump. So what does that tell you? That Vladimir Putin had respect for Trump because he knew that if Trump decided to call it and say, you know what, Russia has pushed our buttons long and far enough, we're done. And Putin knew better not to push Trump to that point. But now we can get pushed around like little p***s we are because we don't have a Trump or somebody big enough or the b***s enough to do like what Trump did and basically say, no, we're not going to take this no more. We're not going to fight this no more. We're not going to allow this anymore. We're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to fight against you when you want to call war on your terms. We're going to do it on our own terms. And just be remembering that our terms here in America can come very quickly. So Trump had a way with Putin to remind Putin, don't do the shit you're doing. Trump made Putin be reminded every day that America is not to be bullied. America is not to be pushed around or with. America is not the kind of people you want to be with, and especially American patriots like Trump supporters or constitutionalists or conservatives, true blue conservatives and constitutionalists and true blue patriots that are Republicans. We don't need that kind of shit just floating out there for everyone to know. We taunt it because that's what we do. We don't just taunt it because we don't want everyone to know it. We taunt it because we want everyone to know who the f*** we are. And if you don't agree with who the f*** we are, then too bad. This is America. And Trump had a way with words by saying, we, as American people, should not have the people fear us. We should fear them. We should fear the people that voted for us in office. Not the people that voted us in being fear of us. We don't have that much control. They can say what they want. And Trump knew that. Trump had a way to remind every sex trafficking ring, every FBI agent that was dirty, or every government official that was dirty, that was either part of a sex ring trafficking problem that was allegedly out there, or not, Trump exposed a lot of people for what they were, dirty people. And Trump exposed Hillary for what she was. Dirty, liar, cheater, and a scam artist. Trump didn't just do it because he thought, oh, that would be fun. Trump did it because it was needed to be done. Trump needed to do this to expose the sex trafficking, to expose the fake news, to expose the bad government, to expose the media, to expose people that were bad in our government politicians. But look what happened. And it's funny because 99% of our government officials are still dirty. 99% of them are still very dirty. Actually, almost about 100% now, close to 100% of them are actually dirty. Because our government allowed them to come back. Trump wanted to press charges against them. Trump wanted them gone, permanently, arrested or impeached, where they can never come back. Trump wanted that. What did Biden want? He wanted them back. So, again, going back to what I said, why would it be possible that Nancy and Kamala would switch places? Because, again, Kamala would have more say. And that's exactly what we need to do, Kentucky Dipper. But that's the biggest problem is we try. We try to expose things like that and we get shut down. Or we get false information. We get claimed as false information. Or we get marked as something bad. And we've tried. Many people like me have tried. There's a lot of people out there that actually are still doing it. But they have to be careful with how they do it. So like I said, these supposed allegations against Bill Clinton, these are something not new that we already don't know about. They're out there. But the problem here is that we allow people like Clinton, Bill Clinton, to run free. We allow MAPS, sex offenders. We allow people like those people out there to run free and possibly run in our government. When they should not be allowed to run in our government because they have a federal offense against them. And especially Clinton, Hillary herself, has had multiple investigations, including the FBI has had their own investigations against their own people for being dirty. But do the FBI care? No. Does the CIA care? No. Does the government care? No. They're just looking for Republicans that start on different YouTube channels or different media's outlet just so that they can shut them down, shut them up, and not have them expose them for the dirtiness that the government is doing or becoming. And it's very disgusting. And that's the thing is that there's not a lot we can do. There's not a lot we are able to do. No matter how many times we talk about it or, you know, we try to solve the problem, the government always seems to find a loophole that gets it back. And that's where we need to shut that loophole out and shut it down and make that a non-usable idea for them to find a back door to get in. So now that all doors are locked, they can't get in because, of course, there's no option. So why would they want to run again? And you're right, Kentucky Dipper, they would. Our founding fathers would be but a lot of our founding fathers have, you know, fought against tyranny. And right now, we're in the middle of tyranny. And to imagine what our forefathers went through, our founding fathers went through, just to have the freedom that we have, just all of a sudden just go disappear, that's sad. And to imagine that, like, how many people right now are right now beyond belief are with this? I can't imagine how many people right now are in America about this. How many people are pissed right now about this? A lot. A lot of people right now are not happy with this. So do you think the Democrats are going to care? Oh, hell no. The Democrats aren't going to care. They're going to, again, continue to allow to cheat and do things that they shouldn't be able to do. Because Democrats are not going to play fair. It's simple. If the Democrats are going to do the switcheroony to make their life easy, then who's to say that it might not continue? They're going to continue for years and years and years and years to come. It's probably not going to stop now. More than anything, I'm guessing it won't stop. If we don't have a Republican that has a backbone, if we have a Republican at least with one backbone to stop all of this, we're fine. And actually stop this, we're fine. But a lot of Republicans are not having the backbones that they need to render aid for stopping this. They're just allowing this. And that's sad. And that's disturbing. Why would they allow this to happen? Well, it's possible some of the Republicans might be involved. I'm sure there's some Biden voters out there that are still happy they voted for him. There's some, but probably not that many right now still out there. I'm sure a lot of the Biden voters probably do regret what they did. But there are some out there that still don't regret what they did. Why? Because that anything better than Trump, they say. Okay, if anything's better than Trump, then what do we have? I think out of the lesser two evil, I would have taken Trump any day, every day. Because at this point, Trump would have done something better about this problem. But yes, Trump didn't always have a bright idea for a lot of ideas, and especially coming with the pandemic idea. Yeah, Trump could have handled that a little bit better, I think. But being point blank honest, I think that Biden has no idea what he's doing and what he's getting himself into. He didn't have any idea what he was getting himself into. He just had an idea that he got to eat ice cream, sniff supposed kids' hair, and talk about his hairy legs and corn pop, and just call people a son of a bitch or just insult people for him thinking that they have a lesser intelligent than he does. Well, honestly, Biden has very much so less intelligence than even a rock. I mean, I would have voted for a rock than damn Biden. A lot of people have asked me, well, Romeo, why don't you run for president? Well, because number one, that's a stupid question. And number two, do you think that it's that easy? Do you really think I'm just able to run instantly and say I'm running for president and actually have possible all votes on my side? Exactly. I mean, do you honestly think that just saying, oh, I'm going to run for president is easy? No. There's a lot of you got to do, and you're going to piss off a lot of people. Yes, you're not going to make people happy, but at the end of the day, you got to do your job. You have to do your job by trying to decide what's right for America. You have to decide, do we need coal mines? Well, of course, we definitely need some coal mines running. Do we need loggers? Yes, we need the loggers back. Do we need teachers? Yes. But we first want to get rid of and fire all the teachers with the damn pronouns. That would be the first thing we would do, is fire all the teachers with the damn pronouns. We don't need that pronoun shit. Fire them. Get rid of them. We don't need them in office. We don't need all the pronoun crap in our schools. And it also does take money. You're right, Kentucky. It does take money. Money that I don't have. So does it really mean that I would win or somebody could win? No, there's a chance. You would have to argue a lot to go against the Democrats. And on top of that, the Democrats would cheat just to run. And I know the chances would be zero if a Republican tried to run again, because they're going to cheat again. So it's sad. So that's just my thought for the day, you guys, but it's sad. Exactly. So, all right, you guys, well, I'm going to log off. I will see you guys real soon.